DJ's here in studio with us.
Hey, guys.
DJ Bring the Heat Ringenberg.
He told me he was leaving.
He did leave you.
I didn't realize they were still doing midday radio outside of drive time.
Yeah, how's that? How's the big bright lights of drive time?
You know, it's there's nothing that you can really do to prepare yourself for the spotlight, but I think I'm handling it well.
Just reps, you know?
It's just telling people what time the Mavericks play, mostly. 8 o'clock tonight.
That's key info. See, I didn't know.
Kyrie Irving was happy after the game the other night, sort of, with his performance. Got to play clips of that for people.
Funny guy died this morning.
Yeah, but, yeah. If
we should highlight that.
A noted punter dies.
I don't know that the full audio of that even exists anymore already.
I think I have it. I played it.
Maybe y'all did.
Possibly DJ's greatest moment on the ticket.
There's not many to choose from.
So, so let's tell it. Hey, Blake, let's reset that. What happened?
Do you have the cord? You want to throw it to me?
All right.
The good one?
I guess I don't get to play the audio I wanted to play.
Okay, keep it then. Just search Ray Guy.
I thought we had two cords in there.
Yeah, only one of them works. You know
that. Oh, great.
We have one cup.
All right, so which one should I play first? 10-10?
Well, let's... What is the whole... what happened? Ray Guy died?
Ray Guy died. I put it at the tail end of a ticker because
punning
it's...
great Ray Guy died this morning?
Yeah, just something like that. Just a mention. It's not easy to crack one of my tickers, and then Sean gave me a hard time saying that's not showing the proper respect to a Hall of Fame punter.
He thought that should have been higher up in the ticker. So you got, what, 3 or 4 stories per ticker? And
three, yeah. Let's not go crazy.
This once happened to T.C. Fleming when he thought that the death of Buddy Ryan was more important than Pat Summitt's.
And ordered, I don't think he even mentioned Pat Summitt
at
all.
He might not have, no. Yeah. And he got talking to.
Yeah, that'll happen. That is Sean's job, to oppress the ticker people.
God, don't bog.
All right, so let's see what this first one sounds like here. It's about 15 seconds, so this is the tail end of DJ's ticker, the day that punting great Ray Guy died.
Game regular season win streak, the longest active streak in the NFL. Radio coverage on our sister station, 570 KLIF.
That's the whole
punting
thing.
Punting great Ray Guy died this morning, and Justin Verlander and the Astros face Noah Syndergaard in Game 5 tonight with World Series tied at 2
games. Yeah, could have said a little more than
I think that was fine. He's a punter. It was from the 70s, I would guess.
He sounded elated. One of the he passed greats, away.
Like, is there someone in their car like, no!
At least give a trail off, and Ray Guy died today, but you were just happy to say it.
Well, okay.
The World Series.
The World Series. 70.
The middle of the NFL season. We've got other stuff to cover. Who cares?
It wasn't current Cowboys punter Ray Guy. It was a guy who played 50 years ago?
He averaged like 15 yards of punts, and that was good enough for the Hall of Fame back then.
15 net.
All right, so then he...
So you just brushed by it, and you were told... Pretty soon after that, hey.
As soon as we got back from break, yeah.
You should highlight Ray Guy a little. That was kind of ridiculous.
Right.
All right, so here's his next bite at the apple. The ticket ticker.
2014 NFL Hall of Fame inductee Ray Guy ascended to heaven this morning, gone far too early at age 72. The 8-time All-Pro was the first punter to ever be taken in the first round of the NFL drafts. Guy was a 4-sport high school standout before starring at Southern Miss as a punter and a starting safety, where he intercepted
his
record 8 passes in an All-American senior season, while also being credited with a 93-yard punt. 3-time Super Bowl champion was named the punter on the NFL's 75th and 100th anniversary teams, and the phrase hang time in relation to punts is believed to have been created because of his legendary high kicks. Here's Guy explaining his classic technique.
Shoulder square, you step, the follow through, and finish should be right on that line with your shoulder square. If you'll remember this, to keep your body and your shoulder square on even the line that you want to go, you'll have a successful kick.
Ray Guy's been inducted into both the Mississippi and Georgia Sports Hall of Fames, the National High School Sports Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame. On April 21st, 2008, he was inducted into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. Again, punter Ray Guy dead at age 72. He will be missed. We've got Stars Coyotes tonight on the ticket at 9 o'clock. Owen and Bruce have pregame at 8:30.
Got the idea there.
That's the greatest ticker that's ever been on the ticket.
I think I agree.
And that's my legacy right there. So y'all brought me in to replay that. Huh.
Should I play the 1051? Oh, no, wait. You did another one at the end of the show. Let's see how long this is. Okay, this is his last ticker of that day.
Game 5 of the World Series gets going just after 7 o'clock with the series tied at 2 games apiece. And breaking news this morning, punter Ray Guy dead of death at age 73. That is the okay, ticket so ticker.
Okay, now you're go the other way.
Enough time had passed, I think, so yeah. So we're good.
That was a nice throw, wasn't it?
It was.
Almost threw it into the input.
I asked you to pull it down.
You kind of whipped the cord, kind of like you hope to someday, your dream is to throw a spike strip in front of a car.
Yes, and we've made some headway on that. That's going to happen.
You're going to be able to do that? We've already talked to somebody who has spike strips?
Local law enforcement is going to help us out.
Ticket stock?
In the parking lot?
Can we use Ham's car? Ham's new car?
Yeah, his new one.
Actually, DJ...
Yes.
To respond to your smart-ass comment, we had you in for a different reason, because this is something that Blake really enjoys. Weekend show fights. And we highlighted this. It's a weekend show that you're involved in.
Indeed. Yeah.
That's all you had to say was weekend show fights, and you pretty much knew it was a show that DJ's involved in.
So what is it? DJ, Ryan, Ham, and usually EA is involved. He's the normal board op that starts at noon, I think, on Saturday.
Usually, correct? Yeah. Sometimes we'll get Kevin Landrum, as I think we're going to hear today as well.
Okay,
man,
so
I used to be upset.
This was a couple weeks ago. We have played this, but this was EA making Ryan mad on Saturday afternoon. Their program called Afternoon Delight.
Because it is time for a little Afternoon Delight. Noon to 2 here on The Ticket, Saturdays. The greatest show ever to sit in this time slot. on the weekends. Oh, EA, do you have somebody else that was better? You playing a drop there that we're not? That's EA Azad, our board op. Please, enlighten us with who was better.
Hey, you inserted yourself into our show, so what's up?
Hey.
Oh.
Anyways, it is me, Ryan Medellin.
Okay, so that was the first shot fired, I suppose.
And this... I just want to be clear, that's a great drop. It's a weird
oh my
thing
God.
To, it's a weird thing to say anyways. That sounds like a national radio type.
And he was so quick.
Hey, we're the best. We're the best that's ever done it, the best that we'll ever do it. And it was it was perfectly in rhythm. If I'm the host, I'm laughing there, like, eh, you're probably right.
I gotta say, I wasn't here for when that happened. I was actually on vacation, but I was streaming it. And I thought that the show was off to a great start whenever I heard that.
That's awesome.
That okay, so the next week, you are there. And here, we'll play the beginning of your show again.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
All right, it's 12:18 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 13:10. The ticket.
We're on a streak now.
It's abrupt. I'm pretty sure it goes longer than that. Anyways, it's Ryan Medellin. It's
shorter every time, actually.
noon to 2 here on the ticket, our normal time slot for some afternoon delight. Yes, that voice you just heard.
Okay, so then he goes around the room introducing everybody, and we continue.
Running the board, EA Azad.
What happened on that music fade there, buddy?
He gave himself the largest applause.
Well, someone, when he records it and edits it, I would assume would, you know, put a little longer
Ryan
music.
You're talking about
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying usually when you edit something, you add a little extra, you know, and then when I get presented to it, you know, 30 minutes ago, and then
that is a good point.
I'm seeing a minute 30 on the song leading into our show. That was about 15 seconds,
not even 15.
So I don't want to hear. I'm looking at the WAV file right now.
Uh-oh.
And the song starts at 2 minutes into it.
EA is furrowing his brow looking at the screen.
And goes until the 3:30.
See,
mark.
Generally, though, when we get into it, I want to play you something.
I don't want to hear excuses.
And you fade it down, you know.
I don't want to hear excuses.
To make it sound perfect.
I want to say, sorry, sir, I'll do better next time.
Sir.
Whoa.
Sir.
Sir.
What?
Okay.
You going to stand for that, DJ?
I address him as sir, too. I don't want to catch any of this wrath. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm Team Ryan on this.
So I guess we move to the following week. Maybe this is just last weekend. You guys are on a little early, and you have a different board op.
Kevin Landrum works on the weekends up here.
Thanks, Blake.
You have a different board op named Kevin Landrum, but the same thing keeps happening.
It's Afternoon Delight. Coming at you a little earlier than anticipated, probably. Normally noon to two here on the ticket. Ryan Medellin, DJ Ringenberg, Matt Birmingham producing the effort. Kevin Landrum, our fearless board op for this morning. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. I see what you tried to do.
Do what?
I had to put that fade out in there.
No, it keeps going. You have to fade it yourself. You are in control of when the fade happens.
I know. I got you. No dropout.
You know, I don't understand what's so hard with our intro. Last week we had issues with EA, and now Kevin's giving us crap about it.
Why does Ryan always fight with the board op?
The third straight week.
I don't fight with the board op.
You just fade it out.
That's Ryan Baldwin on tickers. No one will fight with him because he does his job fantastic. I thought Kevin was doing his job fantastic too, but not to the standard of Ryan.
I just don't understand why a board op has to throw shade at us before every show. Why has that become our thing?
I didn't feel shade. I thought it was fine. I thought he just...
Calling me out for not putting the fade. I love you, Kevin.
Oh. Wow.
You notice how all these fights start with the beginning intro? Like, it's how they start their show. They're not getting off to a good start.
Taking the perfect game into the top of the first every Saturday.
I really enjoyed the board ops angering Ryan, though. That'll get you more airtime here, guys.
I'm kind of wondering if I'm to blame for this, because I think by nature I am a little confrontational. Like, that's kind of how I interact with people. I like to get a rise out of people, and I like when they give it back, and I don't know, that's just what I like. But generally, you're going to punch up. Like, I'm going to do that to Dan.
Right.
I'm not going to do it to a weekend, you know. No offense to anybody working on the weekend. I worked part-time on the weekends, but...
Kevin Landrum works on the weekends.
We know. Yeah, someone like Kevin Landrum.
This is why, actually, when I got hired, and I was first, obviously, on overnights, that meant that... Because back then, we didn't... I don't think we had the Stars. And so... Now, the Stars board op who does the game stays through the entire post game. But back then, you would come in at 10 and you would take over. It's 10 to 6. And I got to tell you, man, no one had a worse reputation when it came to talking to weekend people than Bob and Dan. It was just known. Like, I remember Phil Brown, the first person I ever, like, subbed in for, was like, good luck, man.
That's right.
He's like, you have no chance with these two.
Shut up!
I know they want, you know, things to be played correctly.
And, see, there
and
it is.
When you call for a caller to be punched up, they want them punched up. So we're here to focus, though, on the Afternoon Delight, and we have one more piece of audio that's given to me by Blake from this past weekend.
And Ryan's up here covering his first NHL game.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So this was the, as we all saw, Ryan said he was achieving a lifelong dream of hosting the co-hosting the pregame and postgame show for the Stars game. And I would say shoot higher, Ryan.
You know.
It's pregame.
The lifelong dream.
Anyway, intermission, Dan.
Say again?
And the intermission report.
He's a big Stars fan.
Okay. Here.
And Ryan's up here covering his first NHL game. In person, as part of our broadcast team.
Not covering, but part of the broadcast. It's my debut. I thought my teammate would be a little bit more handsome, to be honest, but, you know.
That's why we're on radio.
That was a good joke.
You called him ugly the first thing you did.
So you guys are replaying this?
Yeah, we replayed that, yeah.
Okay.
He didn't like that I brought that to the table.
Okay.
That was what I brought this last weekend.
Nice.
You called him ugly the first thing you did.
That was a joke. I was making my NHL debut, and I thought my teammate would be a little bit more handsome.
Why would you insult him like that?
That's not an insult.
I mean, if I call Kevin Landrum ugly
whenever
I greet him, he's not going to think that's a funny joke.
I said a little bit more handsome, which means he is handsome.
Kevin Landrum's
not as much as I expected.
Today.
What are you doing in there, troll?
Yeah. All right, it's 10:30 here on the ticket. We got to get to some actual content. Coming up next,
that was actual content.
The Mavs brought a more
Ryan doesn't think that us highlighting
to the Metroplex.
Highlighting him as content.
We're highlighting his dream.
Trying to move you along.
So I'm just noticing a dynamic here with all of you.
Okay.
It just seems to be make Ryan mad.
No, 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 no.
And that makes you guys happy.
Ham needs to jump in on this because we really don't do that, but sometimes you do get painted into a corner. If you have an opinion and nobody agrees with you, then yeah, you're going to get ganged up on. And whenever you're constantly fighting with somebody on the show, yeah, I think that we're going to push back against that.
It's called The Way It Is.